As tomorrow's Real ID deadline looms, the head of Homeland Security is now saying people will still be able to board flights without a Real ID, but be prepared for extra steps. Christy Noem says that those who still lack a passport or other form of identification that complies with the Real ID law may be diverted to a different line, but they'll still be allowed to fly. New Jersey has issued the least amount of Real IDs, and now lawmakers are looking to catch up with neighboring states by bringing the application for a new ID online. More from KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Doherty.
Real ID appointments have been jamming up New Jersey MVC offices statewide. Assembly Majority Leader Lou Greenwald introduced a bill to provide some relief.
I feel like there's an opportunity here to help with the consumers and to help move this along and to do it in a more expedited fashion.
He says security is important, but convenience matters too, and this will help people save time.
Just like you can get your driver's license online now renewed, this would be an updated version of that.
When asked why they didn't do something like this sooner, Greenwald says the delays and changes to Real ID policies over several presidential administrations throughout the years have made everything difficult, but he says now is the right time.
There's a better way to do this, and let's implement it. So I think it can happen quickly.
While this bill was just introduced in Trenton, Greenwald expects there will be a sense of urgency to get something done, and he thinks it'll move through pretty swiftly. At the South Jersey Bureau, Mike Doherty, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM. Okay.